What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe. I'm back with another one. Let's get into it. So, one of my favorite movies, The Crow, Brandon Lee, hands down classic action film, was a very good film, excellent film. And after that, they had some sequels after that that was not too good. And therefore, we hadn't seen and heard anything from the Crow franchise in years. Then there started that rumors started to circle around about they were going to do a reboot. Some people, a small percentage of people, was happy about it, but a big percentage of us, like myself, was like, I don't really see that happening because, you know, it's going to be hard to replace Brandon Lee. And not only that, just The Crow, that original film, everything went together so well that it's going to be hard to try to do a reboot, remake, or even try to compete with that. Well, they're actually doing it. And the film is slated to have a summer 2020 release. Now, let me take that back. Sorry, guys. Not a 2025 release, a summer 2024 release. So what happened was the film was scheduled to come out at a later date, but because the Ballerina was going to come out, the John Wick spinoff, the Ballerina, but because the guy who created the John Wick franchise was not too happy with what he saw with the Ballerina, that he said, hey, you know what, we're going to go back and make some changes on this and tweak it a little bit. So that's how the Crow remake got that spot for 2024 summer. Now, let me say this. I still feel some type of way about them doing a Crow remake. Because, as I said, The Crow is just one of those movies that it's right there with Scarface. It's right there with The Godfather, to where it's like, to, you know, you can't really mess with it. It's just, it shouldn't even be messed with. Because it's a movie that can withstand the test of time. And everybody from the story to the actors went together so well. Not taking anything away from Bill Skarsgård, because he is a very good actor. So I'm not trying to downplay or talk bad about him at all, not saying that he's not capable of doing it, because I'm a fan of his work and we all seen his work. It's just that for something like this, you just kind of sit back and go, I would have to learn more about it. I would have to see some of the teaser trailers and the full trailers to see if it's going to catch the attention to say, I'm going to check this out. Now, I'm going to check it out anyway, but it's just one of those remakes where you just kind of like, oh, do I really want to check this out or I don't? So it's one of those question mark remakes. But as I said, people are going to go check it out. I'm definitely going to go check it out when it comes out. But I'm just hoping that they do right by it. Because we've all seen and know the history of Hollywood. When they do remakes and reboots, a lot of them have been not so good. And they've taken from franchises that people love, that's been box office hits, and try to do a remade and reboot. And it's just been a flop. We all seen what happened with Blumhouse with that Exorcist reboot or whatever. That's a whole nother story. So, I mean, we'll just have to sit back, see what happens, get more information. When they drop a teaser trailer, then that will determine whether people are going to go see this or not. But as I said, it's just one of those movies where you just kind of like, I don't know. So you guys give me your thoughts about this. The Crow remake coming out summer 2024. Are you happy about this reboot? Are you not happy about it? Is this something that you want to see? Do you think Bill Skarsgård is going to pull it off? Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.